AOC fears GOP midterms win, warns U.S. at precipice of fascism. By Joshua Klein on October 27, 2022. America is still at the very critical precipice of fascism. According to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, who expressed fears over a GOP victory in the upcoming midterms. Democratic Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, also known as AOC, joined the popular progressive-minded podcast Pod Save America on Tuesday to discuss the upcoming 2022 midterm elections and their high stakes. After being told listeners were not loving what they're seeing in the last couple of weeks, AOC responded by attempting to downplay recent polls spelling doom for Democrats. "I think polling data, it's a data point, but it's really not the end-all be-all," adding that if anything, it should act as just a motivator. Calling the midterm stakes incredibly high, the far-left squad member warned of the very serious chance that Republicans could undo all the progress of the Biden administration. "If Republicans take the House, they have stated in no unclear terms that they intend to support a national criminal abortion ban, that they want to hold the United States economy hostage in order to gut Social Security and Medicare. And the list goes on, climate change, criminalization of everything, all this stuff," she said. "Not to mention, just try to put a halt to any of the progress that President Biden has been trying to make and the progress that he has been making," she added. As a result, she stressed the need for Democrats and their supporters to be doing so much more to succeed. She then recalled an alleged incident whereby an individual approached her and just started getting tears in her eyes, and she just said, "I'm just so scared, I'm just so scared. Are we gonna be okay?" In response, AOC told the woman that she would not tell her not to worry, but that we need to work really, really hard because we are still very much at this very critical precipice of fascism in this country. "And that's very, very real," she added. The progressive congresswoman's comments come as various projections see the GOP retaking the majority in the House after midterms, which are in less than 2 weeks. In the House of Representatives, Republicans are trying to take back the majority and unseat Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, from her speakership. To achieve this, Republicans need a net gain of only 5 seats in November. Democrats took the House from Republicans in 2018. In 2020, after striving to win back the House, Republicans left Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history, setting themselves up for the upper hand in the midterms. Republicans winning either the House or Senate could mean Democrats and President Biden will have more difficulty passing their agenda items before the next presidential election. On Wednesday, analysts at the University of Virginia's Center for Politics released an analysis stating that the Republicans will regain the majority in the House. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.